the Dinah Shore Program. Rebroadcast especially for you soldiers, sailors, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen. Listen to Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, and...
Dinah, 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 is there anyone finer than...
Dinah Shore.
How many hearts have you broken with those great big beautiful eyes? Great big beautiful eyes that tell such beautiful lies. How many times have you kissed somebody like you kissed me just then? I don't believe that you mean it, but baby, kiss me again. How many hearts have you stranded on the dreamy road to romance? Baby, I'll take a chance. I need some loving. I just can't resist you, even though I'm wise. To how many hearts you have broken with those great big beautiful eyes. Hearts have you stranded on the road to romance? Baby, I'll take a chance. I need some loving. I just can't resist you, even though I'm wise. To how many hearts you have broken with those great, big, beautiful eyes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, fellas.
Hiya,
oh, I'm fine. To make our special guest, Jack Carson, feel at home, we've scattered a few copies of Esquire around the living room. There's a copy of Musical America for Robert Emmett Dolan, his orchestra, and Joseph Lilly and his singers to share. A copy of True Confessions for that woman's home companion, Harry Von Zell. How are you?
You could say anything to me tonight. You look especially lovely.
Thank you.
That's all right. You expecting anyone?
Well, yes.
Oh?
Jack Carson.
Oh.
He's quite a boy, you know. So attractive, so husky, so muscular.
So what? Muscular. She said, look, if it's muscles you're talking about, you don't have to go very far, you know. I'm a pretty husky kid myself. Well, here, feel this muscle. Go ahead, feel it. What do you think of that?
Gee, isn't it wonderful what they're making out of plastics these days?
All right, malign my masculine sinew if you must. Always belittling anyway. You go and get all excited just because a guy is coming over here who's got a few muscles.
Oh, Harry, please, you've got to be fair about Jack. He's got other things in his favor, too. He's quite a star out at Warner Brothers, you know. And now he's got a big part in their new all-star hit picture, Hollywood Canteen.
Well, movie stars. So what? What's exciting about it? It's not tough getting into the movies. Tell you how I did it. I got all dressed up with my dog on a leash, and I very nonchalantly walked up and down in front of MGM. And in no time at all, a producer approached me.
Oh, Harry, you got a contract.
No, but my Cocker Spaniel is playing opposite Lassie in her next picture.
Joe Lilly, please sing something.
They say that in camp you can have a swell time. We've heard it all before. 5 in the morning we're kicked out of bed to scrub up the barrack room floor. A private has really no privacy now. We're all behind the 8 ball. No ice cream and cookies for flat-footed rookies. So cheer up, my lad, bless them all. Bless them all, bless them all. The long and the short and the tall. Bless all the sergeants, the sourpuss ones. Bless all the corporals and their dopey sons. Cause we're saying goodbye to them all. As back to the barracks they crawl. No ice cream and cookies for flat-footed rookies. So cheer up, my lads, bless them all.
when you were enjoying your own private life in a civilian suit. If you spent money on some baby doll, she had to be quite a beaut. But when you're a rookie at 50 a month, for any old gal you will fall. When you're a civilian, it's one in a million. But when you're in camp, bless them all, bless them all, bless them all. The long and the short and the tall. Bless all the blondies and all the brunettes. Each lad is happy to take what he gets, so we're giving the eye to them all. The ones that attract or appall. There's Maggie or Susie, you can't be too choosy, so when you're in camp, bless them all. Heavyweight, underweight, big ones and small, when you're in camp, bless them all.
The noise of the riveter I don't mind, 'cause the man with the whiskers has a lot behind it. But I can't keep punching with that victory crew when you're making me punchy with that bottled moo. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Can't use that jive on my milk diet. So, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Been jumping on the swing shift all night, turning out my quarter. All right, now I'm beat right down to the start, and I've got to dig myself some knots. So, milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Been knocking out a fat tank
all day,
working on a bomber.
Well, okay.
Oh, you blast my wig with those clinks.
And I've got to get my 40 winks. So, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Now the noise of the river, I don't mind it, 'cause the man with the whiskers has a lot behind it. But I can't keep punching with that victory crew when you're making me punchy with that bottle moo. I wanna give my all if I'm gonna give it, but I gotta get my shut out if I'm gonna rivet. So bail out, but with that milk barrage, 'cause it's unpatriotic, it's a sabotage. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Quiet!
Now, folks, from her new picture, Belle of the Yukon, which you must see, Dinah's going to sing a Burke and Van Heusen song, a dandy, Like Someone in Love.
Lately, I find myself out gazing at stars, hearing guitars, like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do astound me. Mostly whenever you're around. Lately, I seem to walk as though I had wings, bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove.
It's my pleasure to bring you that star of screen and radio, the man with the leer that made Milwaukee famous, Jack Carson. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Dinah. Gee, I didn't think I'd ever get through. I don't know what I'm going to do about those autograph hunters outside the studio.
Well, I know, Jack, but why are you out of breath?
I had to chase one kid three blocks before he let me sign his book. Fortunately, I was wearing my sneakers.
Oh, Jack, I've really been looking forward to seeing you.
Well, thanks, Dinah, but seeing you is always a pleasure. Especially in that dress. Gee, it's super.
This dress?
Yeah.
Oh, Jack, it's just a little something I threw together.
Yeah, but when you threw it, you sure put a terrific curve in it.
Jack Carson, what I've heard about you is true. You sure are girl crazy.
I am not.
Well,
I didn't go out with the opposite sex until I was 23.
Was your father that strict?
No, he just wouldn't tell me which was the opposite sex.
Oh. Seriously. Seriously now, Jack. I've seen you in most of your pictures, and I must say that you don't have much luck in the romance department. Seems like you never get the girl.
Politics. Dinah, let me assure you that I could very easily get the girl if I wanted to. I compare very favorably with any leading man in pictures.
Oh, come on now, Jack. What about Boyer, Coleman, and Gable?
It's a very interesting question, Dinah. I'm glad you brought that up. Well, once in all, I'll count off on the fingers of just one hand exactly what they've got. Good looks, charm, sophistication, intelligence.
And what does that leave you with?
My pinky.
Oh, why kid yourself, Jack? You're just not in the same class with those actors. Let's face it.
Oh, I'm not, eh? Well, it may interest you, Dinah. It may interest you to know that I was offered the lead in Wilson.
Why didn't you get it?
Politics. You know, Dinah, the American public has no idea at all of what the real Jack Carson is like.
No?
I'm not this small-town, bashful, blushing, blundering bumpkin. Deep down inside, I am a smoothie.
You're a smoothie?
Yes, Dinah. Why, even as a child, when all the other kids were spending their nickels on Frankfurters with mustard, I was dreaming of finer things.
You were?
Yes, Frankfurters with mayonnaise. Oh, yes, yes, I've always been a gourmet. Even as a tot, I wouldn't play hopscotch unless it was 12-year-old scotch.
Oh, really, Jack? I find it hard picturing you as a suave, enchanting man of the world.
Well, just relax, Stein, and I'll let you look in on the real Jack Carson. Oh, where is my valet? He's never about when I want him. Von Zell? Oh, Von Zell?
Yes, Mr. Carson. What is it, Mr. Carson, sir?
You haven't forgotten I'm dining out tonight.
No, I haven't, sir. In fact, your tub is ready now.
Oh? It's time for my bath?
No, it's time for you to rinse out your undies.
Another remark like that, Von Zell, and as your punishment, I shall declare the upstairs maid out of bounds.
Oh, please! Not that.
All right, then, pay attention to your work. Now, lay out me things. I want to wear my suede shoes with the alligator uppers, pink socks, my yellow trousers with purple stripes, my robin's egg blue jacket, and my polka dot hat.
I suppose you'll want your green handkerchief?
Heavens no, that would clash.
Very good, sir. Oh, before you go, sir, you received several phone calls today.
Yes, yes, what were they?
Hedy Lamarr wishes you to have breakfast with her tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Dorothy Lamour wishes you to spend the morning with her. Mm-hmm. Anne Sheridan wishes you to lunch with her, and Lana Turner wishes you to spend the afternoon with her.
Well, please call them all and tell them I can't make it.
Well, why not, sir?
I promised to spend the day with Slim Somerville. Well, I'm on my way to dinner. Good night, Von Zell.
Oh, Von Zell?
Yes, madame.
Open the door, please.
Good evening, sir. Won't you come in?
Thank you. Von Zell, I just left you at my house. How can you be bottling here?
I've got a bicycle.
Hello, Jack, dear.
Oh, hello, Dina. Frightfully sorry I'm late.
Oh, what detained you?
Well, you see, I had just received a $50,000 dividend from one of my smaller holdings, and I stopped off to change it into $1 bills.
$50,001 bills? What for?
Well, I felt I should give something to the paper drive.
Jack. Jack, dear, what have you in that box?
That's for you, my sweet. It's the rarest flower in the world. The exotic night-blooming orchid picked especially for me in Guatemala by my man Pedro. It grows only on the inside of a volcano.
Oh, it's beautiful. But what are those ashes?
That is Pedro.
Jack. Dear Jack, you're so thoughtful.
Dina, what are we having for dinner tonight, Dina? What do you got to eat?
I'll have to ask the chef. Pierre. Oh, Pierre.
Oui, mademoiselle. And what can I do for mademoiselle?
What are we having for dinner?
Oh, mademoiselle, tonight we are having the delicious imported French frog legs.
Now, are you sure that they are real French frog legs?
They are wearing Paris garters.
Some Frenchman. Wait a minute. First a valet, then a butler, and now a chef. What's the idea, Von Zell?
Haven't you ever heard of the manpower shortage?
How do you like that? Everybody wants to get into the act. But, Dina, I came here tonight to ask you to marry me.
Oh, Jack.
I have so much to offer you. We'll have a shooting box in Scotland, a chalet in Switzerland, an hacienda in Spain, and a villa on the Riviera.
And where will we spend most of our time?
In a furnished room in Glendale. And we'll travel.
How wonderful. And can we go to see Afghanistan?
Why not? After all, Afghanistan is better than no Afghanistan at all.
Oh, it all... It all sounds so wonderful.
You're just saying that. Well, it will be too, Dinah. I just bought the mansion, the likes of which you've never seen. The grounds are magnificent. I had to hire 14 gardeners.
14 gardeners?
Yes. 5 to water the back lawn, 4 to water the side lawn, 3 to water the front lawn. And there are 2 gardeners who do nothing but water each other. Dina, tell me you'll be mine.
Jack, you've made me the happiest woman in the world. Take me in your arms.
Ah, Dina, you're all Mina. Dina, who can that be?
It must be my boyfriend, Poindexter. He's the most jealous man in the whole world. If he finds you here, he'll kill you.
Never. Come in.
Carson, unhand that woman. I love that woman.
Wait a minute.
And you're
wait,
not going
wait,
to stand
wait, 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 wait a minute.
Easy.
Wait a minute. Look. Huh? I was invited over here to act in a play. So I come over, I act in a play, and what happens? I have a valet, it's Von Zell. I come over to Dinah's house, who's her butler? Von Zell. Who's the French chef? Von Zell. I finally get Dinah in my arms, her jealous boyfriend breaks in, and who is he? Von Zell.
Well, what about it?
Well, I call that corn. That's real corn. Oh.
What did you say?
I said that is corn, real corn.
Oh, well, you said something there, brother, because corn. Real corn.
Well, it's been fun, Dinah. If you ever want to get in touch with me, you can always reach me either at the public library or the pool room. So long.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Jack. Not yet. Just a few Wednesdays ago, I heard you do something wonderful on your own radio show.
Which wonderful thing do you mean?
Oh, modest little fellow. I mean your impression of our mutual good friend, Frank Sinatra.
Oh, that?
Uh-huh.
Well, all right, Dinah. Just give me a chance to adjust my bow tie and take off about 120 pounds.
Bobby Dolan, please.
The music stopped, but we went on dancing, for we didn't know that music had changed. The lights were low, and we went on dancing. I felt a glow of you in my arms. The band had left the stand, and we were in heaven. Dancing on a cloud way out in the blue. The music stopped, and people were glancing, but we went on dancing, for we didn't know.
Cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arms about you, the charms about you will carry me through heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I see. when we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek.
Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you.
In heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. La-da-da-da. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Well, guess that winds us up for tonight. And I want to thank Jack Carson for dropping in. It was certainly lots of fun for all of us. Next week, Joey Brown is going to check in at our open house, so be sure to listen in, won't you? That goes for all of you, from all of us. Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, Joe Lill and his singers, Harry Von Zell and myself. So we'll be seeing you. Night, everybody. Thanks.
Pale star from out the sky, and the sky feels blue. Air, a petal from a rose, and a rose weeps through. Take your heart away from mine, and mine will surely break. My life is yours to me. So please keep the spark away. Would you take the wings from birds so that they can fly? Would you take the ocean's roar and keep just the sound?
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Tune in your radio.